Welcome into a Monday inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier. The Jags are a winner yesterday, 24-19 over the division rival Tennessee Titans. A two-month losing skid snapped.
Well, winning is always better than losing. And clearly today there's a new bounce, there's a new energy. I thought it sort of started last week when they played the Texans tough. And it certainly has built a little bit. And, you know, we'll see if they can build on that momentum.
Since that Texans game, the holiday week rolling along and a change at quarterback really kind of started this positive momentum this week, right?
Well, and that can happen. And I think that was the hope, is that you put a veteran like Chad Henne in. He can come in. He can do veteran quarterback things. It's what he did last week. Mike Mularkey today in his press conference talked a lot about how Chad came in last week. He did some extra things in the film room, in the meetings rooms, and I sort of got with the teammates and got things going in the right direction.
It's one thing in the meeting room and on the practice field, but you got to go play in the game too.
Yeah.
And Chad did that. He overcame some early adversity with the pick on the first play. He was on the ground seven times for sacks, but he still had a passer rating of 108 and won the ball game for him.
I think the phrase you used just now is the key. He overcame adversity. And too often in the past, this season, last season, when things have gone wrong against the Jaguars, things have continued to go wrong. Chad was he was sacked seven times, three on the second series. That came right after he had thrown the pick on the first series. It was tipped. That's a lot of adversity to overcome, yet the game never got away from him. It never got away from the team. He came back. He threw two touchdowns. And they never lost control of the game, which they had lost control in the game in the past. So that's a big step forward.
The offensive line, it seems, has had a bit of a revolving door this year, especially early in the season with some injuries, guys coming in and out of the lineup. Mike Mularkey, you addressed the pass protection today. What are some of the issues now?
Well, seven sacks in a game, there's always going to be a lot that went wrong. But Mike seemed to think today that it was more communication, it was more some things that can get fixed, than it was a whole lot of guys losing one-on-one battles. So I think they're going to go back, they're going to look at the tape, and they're going to try to figure out what to get fixed. But the focus is going to be more about communication and making sure guys are on the same page than it is making lineup changes.
Another positive on the offensive side yesterday was the running game. Parmalee and Jennings combined for over 100 yards, first time in a long time.
Right.
That's happened for a Jaguars team. But
first time since the last win.
It's been a while.
You're not coincidental.
You got to run the ball to win.
Right.
Jalen Parmalee's performance yesterday, really gritty. He came in and out of the ball game with injury, and we find out today it's a little more troublesome than we first thought.
We had a groin that it sounds like it was a lot worse than people thought. Mike Mularkey called it one of the most courageous efforts he's ever seen, and said there were times you could see in the film that Jalen was, was basically dragging the leg behind him and still played well enough to put the Jaguars in a lot of third and manageables. And that enabled them to, I think, convert 7 for 14. So even though they only had 100 yards rushing in the game, it got them balanced and it got them in a position to win.
Four straight games coming up against the AFC East. Mm-hmm. Strap in and hang on, John.
Absolutely.
Dwight Lowry will be the guest tonight on Jaguars All Access. That's at 7 o'clock on CBS 47 and Jaguars.com. We'll see you Wednesday on the next Inside the Jaguars.